there too.
Tma jako v hrobě, mráz v okna duje, světnici teplo u kamen. V krbu se svítí, stará podřimuje, děvčata předou měkký led.
Throughout the rest of the program, we'll be hearing excerpts such as this one we just heard from Christmas Eve, the first melodrama that the great Czech 19th century composer Zdeněk Fibich introduced to the Czech audience in 1875. In celebration of the 130th anniversary of its first ever performance, I'll be joined by Věra Šustíková from the Zdeněk Fibich Association to explore how the Christmas Eve melodrama was born, visit an exhibition devoted to Christmas Eve in art, and find out how Czechs celebrated the holiday two centuries ago.
Hoj, ty štědrý večere, ty tajemný svátku. Cože komu dobrého neseš na památku? Hospodáři štědrovku, kravám po výslušce, kohoutovi česneku, hrachu jeho družce. Ovocnému stromoví od večeře kosti a zlatoušky na stěnu tomu, kdo se postí. Hoj, já, mladá dívčina, srdce nezadané, mě na mysli jiného, jiného, co stane. Pod lesem, ach, pod lesem, na tom panském stavě, stojí vrby stařeny, sníh na šedé hlavě. Jedna vrba hrbatá tajně dolů kývá, kde se modré jezero pod ledem ukrývá. Tu prý dívce v půlnoci, při luně pochodní, souzený se zjeví hoch ve hladině vodní.
Zdeněk Fibich is one of three great exponents of the national revival of Czech music. Together with Bedřich Smetana and Antonín Dvořák, he belonged to the founding generation of modern Czech music. Born in 1850, he was the youngest of the three. Zdeněk Fibich liked to experiment and mastered various music genres ranging from opera to symphony and chamber music. Fibich was also the first Czech musician to introduce concert melodrama to the Czech lands. Věra Šustíková.
Melodram je takový zvláštní útvar, který spojuje mluvené slovo nebo recitované slovo a instrumentální hudbu.
Melodrama combines the spoken word or recitals with instrumental music. When it was born in the 18th century, it was different than we know it today. What we know is concert melodrama, a product of the Romantic period in Europe. It's basically a finished poem which the author takes and combines with music. Concert melodramas were very popular at the turn of the 20th century. A large number were written and performed in Central Europe at the time. But after the Second World War, live performances suddenly became very rare. I think the problem here was the building of the social estate, during which a very different kind of music was promoted, cantatas and compositions of mass propaganda songs, leaving very little room for melodrama.
Takové jako skladby masové písně, tam pro lirický melodram asi nebylo mnoho místa.
Vázat kytice dá se na lukách v září měsíce, vázat je stuhami, láskou a snem. Pod nebem nad námi zmámení hvězdami.
Zdeněk Fibich's Christmas Eve features the poem of the same name by Karel Jaromír Erben. As an ethnographer, Erben went through life collecting poetry, songs, fairy tales and legends, which he then all transformed into the masterpiece Kytice, or The Bouquet, a collection of ballads. The poems, of which Christmas Eve is the most popular, are now taught in schools as Czech classics.
Štědrý den je báseň, která se velmi pojí k české tradici vánoční. Štědrý den u nás je vlastně...
Christmas Eve is a poem which portrays the traditional Czech Christmas very well. It was a pre-Christian tradition and is connected with superstition. It was believed that ordinary people could enter the usually hidden world of magic and charms on Christmas Eve. The Christmas feast had to have a bit of everything that Mother Nature offered, and young women believed they would see their future reflected on the surface of water bodies. Erben told all these legends and myths in his poems. Christmas Eve tells the story of two young women, Maria and Hanna, who go to a frozen lake. They cut through the ice to see their future reflected on the water surface. One girl sees a wedding and the other a funeral.
Jedna tam uvidí svatbu, druhá pohřeb.
Deep in the icy waves I'll gaze with hopeful eyes, my destined lover to behold, where his face mirrored lies. He wears a coat of dark green cloth, his hat aslant. Oh, see, those flowers to him I brought. It's Václav, Lord, 'tis he! I see it through a haze, a flickering ray that streams out of the mist, red lights ablaze. I'm in a church, it seems. Some black amidst the white. I see it now, 'tis clear. They're maids, and through they light, my God, a cross and bier.
Hlavním motivem celé té básně je symbol kolovratu. Tehdy se předlo na kolovratu.
The poem centers on the spinning wheel, or rather on what it symbolizes. At the time, women in villages used to weave textile on spinning wheels to make a living. The wheel stands for repetition, year after year, the life cycle, life, death, and so on. So that was Erben's main message: you cannot change fate. It was a pre-romantic vision of what life is about. Fibich, who was a generation younger than Erben and was a romantic, pushed its meaning a little further to say, yes, fate is fate, but it can be changed slightly through your actions and the choices you make in life. How he does it is difficult to explain, because one would have to be an expert on music to be able to understand.
Analýzy hudební, kde bychom třeba našli i důkazy pro tento významový posun.
Marie Hana dvě jména milá, pan jak jarní růže květ, která by s obou milejší byla, nikdo nemůže rozumět. Jestliže jedna promluví k hochu, do ohně by jí kvůli šel. Pakli se druhá usměje trochu, na první zas by zapomněl. Nastala půlnoc, po nebi šíře, zbor vysypal se hvězdiček, jako ovečky okolo pastýře a pastýř jasný měsíček. Nastala půlnoc, všechno címáti, půlnoc po štědrém večeru.
To mark the 130th anniversary of the premiere of Fibich's Christmas Eve, the Museum of Music in Prague, which is part of the National Museum, is currently staging an exhibition that features Christmas Eve in Czech music and art. Its first part is devoted to Karel Jaromír Erben and his bouquet collection of poems. Since 1853, when the first edition came out, it has been republished 160 times. Many editions can be admired at the exhibition, including the first ever publication and changes that Erben continued to make to the poems as they were already being published.
Samozřejmě také součástí toho je věnována Štědrému dni v hudbě.
Another part of the exhibition is devoted to Christmas Eve in music, and that's where Zdeněk Fibich's melodrama takes center stage. We have the original manuscript of Christmas Eve, the piano and the orchestral versions. The Fibich family was also kind enough to lend us very precious things that once belonged to the composer. These include an ink pot that used to sit on his desk, a cup with his initials, and a case containing his cigars. So it's a very pleasant way of bringing us closer to Fibich. Also on show are documented materials on the melodrama's premiere, the first orchestral performance featuring the Czech Philharmonic, conducted by Fibich himself, and photographs of many renowned personalities who made the recitals in Christmas Eve.
Fotografie interpretů premiéry, ale i těch nejposlednějších.
If you've ever wondered what the Christmas Eve described by Erben would have been like in real life, you can peek at a household shrine included in the exhibition. It's decorated with 19th century nativity scenes and a cozy little room with a spinning wheel and furniture from the time, as well as Christmas decorations that only few people would recognize today. Did you know, for example, that the Christmas tree at the end of the 19th century was hung on the ceiling above the dinner table?